Hello, everyone. This is Gowazu Cougs coming to you from my man cave on my lunch hour. Sorry about last week regarding the no podcast. My mother was in town and just chose, I think that'd been a better idea to hang out with her and then try to do a podcast last Sunday. Today, we're going to be speaking to Cheese, the head coach of Stanford. He's coming off the big win against Cal, and that's why he gets to be on the podcast. Yeah, I think he's a little upset about events regarding Andrew Luck and the Stanford Cardinal from the Pac-12 championship game. But overall, I think he has to be happy with his season. Let's get to the call for Mr. Cheese. Here it is. It's sending it out. It's ringing. Hey, Cheese, how are you doing? You hear me? You hear me? Okay. Okay, so Cheese, I was telling people, giving the little introduction, that you got to feel happy about beating Cal. How do you feel about beating Cal?
Well, I felt better about it a couple nights ago than I do right now. It was, it meant a lot to the program. That's one of the things that I'm all about. And so whenever beating Cal, I'm sure Coach Jay Rock says the same thing. You beat Cal or if you beat Stanford, it's big for the program. So we got to be happy about it.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this USC loss. Rich and I, the head coach of UCLA, and myself picked you to win this game. We felt very good about it. I felt very good about picking you because, I mean, you basically should have beat him the first time. And what happened? What happened? Andrew Luck went 1-for-8. That's not a good sign. What happened?
If I would have had my way, he wouldn't have thrown the ball at all. We did not show up particularly on the offense. Coach Drew had his team ready. Apparently, they knew that we were right with them that first time, and they came prepared. We just got decimated on the offensive line, got decimated on the defensive line. It was all over but the crying, really. And the crying came at the hands of deep passes. Not just bad football by a lot of us. We have to go to the consequences. We have to go to the Alamo Bowl, but it's us. We're going to start a season.
Okay. Now, when looking at our predictions, we had predicted the USC-Stanford championship game, so we had to feel pretty good about that. And then we made the Big Ten prediction of, I think we both picked Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I forget, you predicted Nebraska, and I went with Northwestern. My prediction of Northwestern was probably on the condition of Buck's playing the game. I'm not sure when he's going to play the game. At this point, if I knew he wasn't going to play, I probably would have stuck with Michigan or Michigan State. But Wisconsin disappointed us. Do you think they'll rebound next year?
Well, how's their recruiting?
Better than mine. They're better than mine. They're better than mine. Let me see here. To get the exact.
Let's face it, Wisconsin is in the division with Ohio State, who's currently number 5 in the nation, and their only loss. also has the number one recruiting class. Ohio State has rebounded nicely in the second half of the season in regards to recruiting. Cole, if he can have a class, a good recruiting class, sure, I see him competing.
He has a number seven ranked recruiting class. I believe he will. He loses to Wilson, yes.
So he's gonna be a little bit barren at the QB spot, but I could give him a few tips and run the football if the offensive line upgrade. You know, we could have Wisconsin on a rebound next year.
Okay. Now, who do we got in this new national championship game? Because I believe we predicted one of our users to be in the national championship game.
We both had
Wisconsin. Cole, you let us down big time. That's all I'm going to say, Cole. Who are you picking? Got Penn State, the dominant force, versus USC, the sneaky deep pass team. So we have Penn State. I think I picked USC to win this game. I don't think Drew will turn the ball over. I think Penn State is beatable. It's unclear to me exactly how he came back against Ohio State, because J-Face had that team dead to rights, but lost it at the end. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I don't know. I think we've covered about everything here.
And that's something we could talk about.
What's that?
We've got 11 or 10 other, 9 other users in bowl games.
So that's right. We can go over we can do the big bowl game prediction here. We had one game already played, and that was, yes, we had Michigan State versus Florida. In the let me get the schedule here.
I think that's where Florida was originally.
That's here. Let me go to the board. The Capital One Bowl. Capital One Bowl, where Michigan State throttled Florida 42-3. That thing looked ugly. Moving to the next, yeah. Yes, but he'll say he needs to improve his stick skills to compete with the big boys. But he keeps winning, going 6-2. He might eventually knock down the door.
Yeah, I remember my days back in Night Owls. I dreamed of 6-2 season in the Big Ten. So, you know, that is certainly a good year for him, especially starting out. You know, it'll be interesting to see where he goes from there, because he's in the top 15 in recruiting, I believe. He's got a good class, so you know, I think he could could compete for the division title next year with Michigan.
Okay. Well, moving, talking about Michigan, they're in the Gator Bowl against Arkansas. Do we see Michigan winning this game?
Well, Michigan has really turned it up in the last couple games, even though their record doesn't show it. They played Ohio State to the wire, something I did not personally expect. They played Wygod and Penn State decently tough, despite some connection issues. They didn't get blown out, which is certainly a good thing. So, yeah, I could definitely see Michigan winning this. Sounds like Roundtree is a definite deep threat. He could definitely exploit Arkansas' pass defense with that.
Okay. Okay, now we got your game, the Alamo Bowl with Oklahoma State, who looks like had a disappointing season going 7-5, versus your Stanford Cardinal, 9-4, but 8-2 in conference. What do you want to say about that game?
First thing I'm going to mention about the record. We've lost to three teams this year. Two of them are playing for the national title. One is 13-0, one's 12-0, and then you've got Ohio State at 11-1. You do the math. Our combined win-loss record against the opponents we lost to is 36-2.
Okay.
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 I don't want to sell Oklahoma State short. I'm just kind of looking at the preview right now. They've got the third-ranked pass offense in the country. I know they've got good wide receivers and a decent quarterback. So that's one thing we have to watch out for. I'm just hoping my team comes out to play. If we do, we can win. If we play like we did against USC, quite frankly, Washington State would be.
I don't know. I think Jeff Toole and the boys might have found a way to screw that one up.
No. You didn't see how bad it was, dude. I'm going to go with Stanford. I'm going to pick us. I can definitely see why Herb Street's picking Oklahoma State, given our performance. But, again, if our offensive line shows up, we should be able to move the ball pretty well, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Okay. Then I think we have one more bowl game. UCLA versus TCU, and all the numbers point to TCU, but Coach Resham, depending on whether or not the Bruins show up, can they beat TCU?
Well, kind of like I said, Michigan's been on a little bit of a roll. UCLA has not. I believe they lost to Utah.
No, they beat Utah, lost to Colorado, and then beat, and then lost to UCLA, USC and Colorado.
They got throttled by USC. They're on a little bit of a downswing now. The good thing about bowl games is you have about a month to prepare, give or take. So hopefully Coach Resham can right the ship a little bit, but TCU is a tough team to right the ship on. They play smash mouth defense historically. They're not. Resham likes to run the ball. And TCU historically does not let teams run the ball. So, Resham, you got your work cut out for you. I'm not going to say you can't win. I'm going to say I don't expect it.
You don't expect. You're going with TCU in the win, huh? Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Last. We have one more bowl game, and that is the unknown coach Rogge versus and his Arizona Wildcats versus Maryland.
Hey, what is it?
I don't know. We'll have to get him on, and he'll tell us.
All right, I want to know the history behind that.
So he has the Sun Bowl with Arizona. He's only played one game. He beat outman Louisiana Monroe team, I believe. Which the Cougars could probably beat, so that's not saying a lot. Against Maryland, who's 8-4, 5-3 in the ACC. Does Arizona win this game?
You know, it's difficult to say when a coach, you have a coaching change mid-season, especially this late in the year. So I really don't know what to expect out of Arizona. I do know they've got talent, though. They pushed us early when we played them. I mean, we were down 14-0 in the first couple minutes and didn't really start taking over that game until midway through the third quarter. And I think we just kind of gassed them with a power running attack. I think Arizona has enough weapons to win. So, you know, assuming that Rugi utilizes those weapons, which he's 1-0 at Arizona, so I've got no reason to doubt it. I'm
going to
go with the Wildcats.
Okay. We have one more bowl game. Looks like it's just been played. Ohio State, Boise State. Without telling you the result, who do you think won that game?
I think Ohio State has a little something to do. So I'm going to take the Buckeyes. I'm going to take them big.
Big, huh? Well, it wasn't big that they did win it. 16-3.
I expected more offense from both teams. But good for Coach J Face to get that Rose Bowl win. You guys deserve it. You're a great team. You beat the hell out of Stanford. So enjoy it. Have a great offseason. Best of luck recruiting, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay, now have you looked at the Heisman Award winner? Do we agree with Silas Reed or Red as the winner?
Well, it looks like the conference title game will push him over the top. I don't know his exact stats for that game, but I do know that Boom Aaron had led for quite a while.
Well, Mr. Red's stats were 26 for 121 yards and one TD and two receptions. That's what his stats. That's what pushed him over the top. Probably that the undefeated season helped as well. Now. Now, you want to get into the first team All-Americans, or you want to skip that?
I think that's a better save for
another day. Another day? Okay. I just want to give a shout-out to my man, Justin Ayer, who brought home the Returner of the Year Award for Washington State. We can't win many games. Didn't win many games this year, but we still brought home some hardware. Okay. Well, do we have anything left to add?
I think that says it all right there.
Okay. Well, I might do a little quick podcast Thursday night or Wednesday night after we progress into the off season for season 2. But for now, that is it. I'm signing off.